the very first episode of 10-4. My name is Brian Keller, and I'll be your host this week. 10-4 is a brand new video podcast, which each week will give you a different look at what's coming in Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET Framework 4. You can check out everything we're doing and subscribe to the latest podcast episodes by going to channel9.msdn.com/shows/10-4. That's the number 10 dash the number 4. So for this first episode, we're going to start by just helping you download and install the latest pre-release of Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET Framework 4.0. At this point, we are pre-beta, so what we're shipping is what's called a community technology preview. So this is a pre-release set of software that's designed to give you an early look at what it is that we're building so that you can tell us what you like and you can tell us what you'd like us to change. So we really want to get your feedback on this release. Now, if you're like me, then you might be a little bit apprehensive about installing pre-beta software onto your PC, and that's fine. What we've done with this release is we've shipped what's called a virtual PC image. So you can download the image, you can fire up virtual PC, and you can run it effectively in a sandboxed environment so that you don't have to worry about it slowing down your machine or impacting any of your other applications. So let's get started by actually downloading that CTP right now. The CTP virtual image is a little over 7 gigabytes compressed, so it's a pretty big download. I've written a blog post. If you visit tinyurl.com/getctp, and this blog post will help you use a download manager, which can help you speed up the download. If you lose your connection, it can auto-resume, and just generally gives you a much better experience for grabbing all of the compressed components of that download. So check out the blog post. And the first step is to actually install a download manager called Free Download Manager. You might have a different download manager you use that you might want to use. That's fine. This just happens to be my favorite, and it's a free download. Once you've downloaded and installed Free Download Manager, come back to my blog post, and you'll want to open up a text file that has links to all the different files that make up that download. So copy the list of URLs that make up the Visual Studio 2010 CTP download to your clipboard. And if you're using Free Download Manager, go into Free Download Manager and you can import this list of URLs from the clipboard, and that will start downloading all the pieces that make up that CTP. So this may take a while, so you might want to go get a cup of coffee at this point. But before you do, I would also make sure that you have Virtual PC 2007 Service Pack 1 installed. So if you follow the link from my blog to the actual download page and scroll down, you'll see links to both Virtual PC 2007 and Virtual PC 2007 Service Pack 1. You can just install Service Pack 1 even if you don't have Virtual PC installed on your machine already. But if you do have Virtual PC 2007 installed, definitely make sure you install Service Pack 1. Otherwise, you might run into some problems down the road. Once your download is completed, then it's time to actually extract the contents of that download onto your computer. So by default, Free Download Manager puts everything into a folder called C:\Downloads. Open up your download location and find the first file. That's an executable file. It will give you the licensing agreement that you should agree to. And after you've agreed to that, it'll ask you what folder you want to extract everything to. Now, I should warn you that this is a pretty big release, so it's going to require about 25 gigs of free disk space in order to extract the VPC. Add that to the 8 gigs that you've already allocated for the compressed version of the files, and you're going to need, all told, about 33 gigabytes of free disk space in order to get everything installed. Now, once you're done extracting these files, you can delete the compressed versions if you want. But if you have the spare hard drive space, I would hold on to them just in case you ever need to revert to a fresh copy of that virtual PC image. Now, once the VPC is extracted, you'll open up your folder and you'll find that you have two files. One of them is around 25 gigs and one of them is about 13K. Now, before we do anything else, it's very important that we open up that VMC file, which is the 13K file, in Notepad, and we're going to make some adjustments to it. What you'll want to do is visit another blog post that I wrote called basically how to deal with the CTP activation. So if you go to tinyurl.com/CTP activation, you'll find that blog post. Now, for this podcast, I'm not going to go into all the details of why we're doing this. You can read more in the blog post. But basically, if you scroll down that blog post, there's a section in there that will link off to how to disconnect the virtual PC's clock from your host PC's clock. And so I want you to open up that link, and in there you'll find a section of XML that we're going to need to put into our VMC's XML. So just copy this block like I'm doing, copy that to the clipboard, and then we're going to come back to the file that we opened up in Notepad, and we're going to search for the word mouse. That will just get us to the right section. And below the block that's for the mouse, just go ahead and insert that section of the XML that we copied earlier. You can pretty it up if you'd like, just to make it all line up. And go ahead and save that file. Now what that's done is it's disconnected the virtual PC clock. So now that's going to be running separate from your host PC clock. And that means that that even though the VPC that we shipped is going to say something like October 27th, 2008, it will continue to say that regardless of what the actual day is. And that's very important. Again, you can read more details about why you're doing that in my blog post, but for just purposes of getting you started, this is the easiest way to go. So once you've done that, you can open up the virtual PC by double-clicking in that file, and assuming that you've already installed Virtual PC 2007 Service Pack 1, that should just launch the virtual PC. And so if you've never worked with virtual PCs, basically this is another instance of an operating system running within a window on your computer. So it's completely sandboxed and isolated from the rest of your computer. We ship this virtual PC with networking turned off, so you don't have to worry about keeping it up to date with patches and things like that unless you decide to explicitly enable networking later. But at this point, you'll see that the virtual PC is booting up. Give it a few minutes here, and eventually you'll come to a screen that will ask you to log in. So once you're prompted to log in, it's asking you to press Control-Alt-Delete to log in. Now this is where if you just press Control-Alt-Delete, you'll get Control-Alt-Delete for your host computer, and you don't want that. So what you want to do is you want to press the right Alt key. So that's the Alt key to the right of your spacebar, and then press the Delete key. From there, you'll see the option to log in with various accounts. You want to choose TFS Setup, and the password is the number 1, capital S, lowercase E-T-U-P, TFS. So that's the number 1, Setup TFS with a capital S. And once you do that, then the virtual PC will go ahead and boot up, just like any other computer would. Now at this point, if you check out the computer's clock, you'll notice that it's set to October 27th, 2008. So again, that's the date that we actually shipped this virtual PC. So that clock will only advance while your virtual PC is running, which is nice because basically the Visual Studio 2010 CTP bits expire on January 1st, 2009. And so this will give you a much longer period of time to actually run the virtual PC before those expire. So once you get into the virtual PC, you'll notice that there's a set of walkthroughs that you can check out. And these walkthroughs are really intended to give you kind of a guided tour through the new changes and new features of Visual Studio 2010. So if you open up that folder, you'll see that there's another file that contains links to a variety of walkthroughs. Some of those links are intended for just the general Visual Studio 2010 capabilities. Some of those are for Visual Studio Team System 2010. So just depending on what you're interested in, you'll want to go to the set of links that correspond to your area of interest. And once you open up those documents, you'll see that there's basically a set of labs that you can walk through that tell you step by step how to explore those new features and new capabilities. So once you find a walkthrough that's interesting to you, just launch Visual Studio right off the Start menu, and you can start exploring what we've built so far. Now we'll take some time in other 10.4 episodes to dive into specific features, but right now I want to show you one last thing, and that is how do you give us feedback? Because of course, a big part of the reason that we put these community technology previews out there is to get feedback from you about what it is you like and you don't like about the product. So definitely be sure to check out another site, which is tinyurl.com/VSfeedback. So you can jump right to our Visual Studio Feedback Center. On here, you'll find a number of helpful links. One of them is the feedback forums. This is a great place to not only give us feedback, tell us what you like and what you don't like, but also ask questions too. So maybe you're curious about how a particular walkthrough works, or whether or not we're going to be delivering, you know, a certain feature in the product. This is a good place to actually ask that question. We want to hear from you there. Another place to go is the FAQ. So there's a lot of really good information here about how to work with the BPC and whatnot. Lastly, there's an email address that you can use to send us questions that you may have. And there's also another feedback link. And so this is where you can actually file an individual bug. You can say that you have feedback, like an enhancement request, or you found a bug, something that's not working. Now, again, keep in mind, this is pre-beta software right now, so you'll probably find a lot of bugs. But if you find something that that you think we may not be aware of yet, we definitely want to hear from you. And so that's been it for this episode of 10.4. I hope you liked it. I hope it was useful. Next week, we'll be getting into some more of the nitty-gritty features of Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET framework. So be sure to check out channel9.msdn.com/shows/10-4. And lastly, I want to tell you about channel9.msdn.com/Visual Studio. So we've recorded a lot of product team interviews and other information that just gives you a look end-to-end at what it is that we're building in Visual Studio 2010. So there's several hours of interviews up there that you can check out, download to your Zoom, take with you, whatever you want. So again, my name is Brian Keller. I hope this has been useful, and we'll see you here next week.